Welcome to the Daily Fantasy Basketball Podcast, brought to you by No Halftime. Use promo code BBALL100 to get up to a $100 deposit bonus to use in the app. You can find the No Halftime app on the Apple Store and Amazon.com. And with that, we are off. Welcome to the show for Thursday, December 1st, 2016. The month of December is here. I'm your host, Daniel Green, otherwise known as The Judge. You can find me on Twitter at DanielAGreen1. Today, I am joined by my trusty sidekick, Watsy444444. Tyler, what's going on, man?
Not much, Daniel. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm glad that it's about 2:45 in the morning, a Thursday, late Thursday morning, early Friday. I'm glad, you know,
Whoa.
What?
Not early Friday, bro. Early Thursday.
All right, so what? It's 2:40. Either way, 2:45 in the morning. Stop giving me a hard time. It's late.
You don't want to confuse the listeners, man. They'll be thinking this is the wrong day. It's DFS late. They'll be turning it off.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. It's not Friday. The weekend's not here yet. So I'm glad it's a couple hours after lineup lock and after the games have ended, because just a crazy wild night. I was physically exhausted at lineup lock at 7 p.m. Eastern. If you guys were following, it was just a wacky night. Tyler, I don't know if you played on tonight or not. Like around 6:30 p.m. Eastern, we found out that there was like condensation on the court in Philadelphia, and we saw like a bunch of the beat writers and fans who were in the stands that were like tweeting out photos of everyone like mopping up the floor. Even DeMarcus Cousins was out there, and then you started hearing rumblings that the game actually might be in jeopardy. That it might be postponed, or at least like delayed a little bit. It's not gonna start on time. So like no one had any idea what to do. Do we play? And this game had fantasy gold in it. It was Philly Sacramento, so everyone wanted to play Cousins. Embiid was a really good play. I was all over Sergio Rodriguez. Of course, I got to play the peasant, Lord Covington. So there were a lot of good plays in this game. Ersan Ilyasova, Rudy Gay, I liked tonight. And it was 6:30 p.m., so most of our lineups were already built. And I had a ton of lineups today. It was a 10-game slate. So I had over 30 lineups, and I had to, like, readjust all of them. It was brutal. And then it ended up where that game, sure enough, and by lineup lock, we didn't know if it was going to be played or not. We still had no idea, you know. But for me, it was too risky.
You live in the wrong part of the world, I would say.
Why? What do you mean?
So the pregame thing comes on here at 6:30.
That's right. So for listeners, Tyler, you live in Pennsylvania, right?
Yes. And literally, like, one of the first things they said on the pregame show I was watching was like, "There's no way they're playing this game tonight. There's no way it's happening."
Dude, Tyler, thanks for letting us know.
And well, I mean, like, everyone else was tweeting it out, and like a lot of they actually have a few different beat writers. And the one guy was tweeting it almost right away. I would guess by like 6:30, 6:45, he was tweeting out like he didn't see any way they were playing this game.
Yeah, but I mean, there was so much, and this is there was
and
so much.
Of course, the people who worked for the team were trying to backtrack on that and like, oh, we can fix it, but like, the court was really bad, and there was no way they were getting that game in.
Yeah, I mean, there was so much misleading info on Twitter. That was one of the problems. Everyone wanted to be the first to tweet something out, so it was like, you know, it was a minefield of crap, but. Just so the listeners know, my strategy, I mean, basically, I think I tweeted this out because someone asked me on Twitter, how am I handling it? Around like 6:45 or so, about 15 minutes before lineup lock, I knew it was too risky for me to play in cash games. I had to get any guys out. I don't think I had anyone that game in cash. Actually, I did. I was going to play Sergio Rodriguez in cash. I did that when Bayless was out last time. And then I'd change a lot of my tournaments too. But what I did do is I was willing to take the risk in like small GPPs, like in like one and two or even like $3 GPPs. I purposely entered and I purposely put in a ton of DeMarcus Cousins and a lot of Rudy Gay, some Embiid and Covington. You know, just in case they did play that game, I knew I'd have a leg up on the competition, or at least I thought I would. But then in all my cash games, all my important contests, I faded that game because it was just too risky for me. So hopefully that was, you know, that game didn't screw you too much and you were able to recover. And obviously, if you only played one lineup and you had DeMarcus Cousins, you probably didn't have a good day. At least you could turn off the TV by like 7:30. But other than that, it was a weird day of news. Also, like Dwayne Wade was doubtful. Then he was basically.
You know, I almost tweeted something out about that.
Yeah, the coach said
tooth injury.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Well, he had some root thing yesterday, but whatever. I mean, so the problem with that news didn't break until after lineup lock, and so like that actually hurt Jimmy Butler's value, and I thought it was going to hurt Rondo. Rondo still did okay, but it was just a weird night. So and then our favorite player, all of our listeners, Josh Richardson. No news about him being injured at all. And after lineup lock, he's out. And he's out against Denver, who gives up the most points to opposing shooting guards. So really weird night. Hope you guys navigated it all right. Let's talk about Chambers real quickly, man. I want to give a shout-out to Thal0717. That's his I think his Twitter name. He is the number one player in the Chambers, Tyler. This guy, you don't want to mess with Thal. He's the number one player, and he won Chambers again on Wednesday night with a monster score. Just a really – this guy, man, this guy should be a pro player, pro DFS player. He's fantastic. Also, we had a newbie listener played Chambers. We had two Chambers on Tuesday or Wednesday. This guy's name is Bourrc9. So congrats to him. He won. We had two Chambers. So he won the second one. I also want to give a quick shout out to a guy named Daniel Erde. He won Chambers for three straight days, which is just unheard of. So congrats to all those guys. Chambers has been a lot of fun, Tyler. It's filling up really fast. So again, if you want to play and it's filled up, or you know, just shoot me a tweet, shoot Tyler a tweet, and we'll make sure to get you in.
I'm just impressed by Erde that he did something I don't even think you've done yet, which is win Chambers 3 days in a row.
I have not. No, that's first time that's ever been done in 2 years. I mean, I didn't even think that's possible. I mean, it's just you need so much. There's so many good players in there. We have professional DFS players in there, and there's also just everything has to go your way to win in Chambers. So it's a tough feat.
So yeah, so he deserves a double shout out for that.
Yeah, good man. Today though, I know the second I saw his line, he played Kyle Korver today. You played Kyle Korver, you're just throwing away money. I couldn't believe he played Kyle Korver.
Dude, he fell into the sexiness, man. He was looking at Kyle Korver's pictures on FanDuel, and he said, yeah, "That's a dreamy fella. I got to play him."
The only day I'm going to play Kyle Korver, well, actually no, I play one crappy lineup of Kyle Korver every day, which always just it's getting to be a waste. But I will play him on Valentine's Day because that's his special day. And if you don't know what I mean by that, just Google Kyle Korver Valentine's Day.
I told you before, man. I handed out those Valentines when I was a kid.
I know. That's
good stuff. Those are real.
So real quickly, the Dream Killers from Wednesday night. Anyone in that Philly-Sacramento game, just disaster. Zach LaVine, this piece of crap. He gets 1,000 FanDuel points against Utah and then puts up a dud against the Knicks. Just a disaster. Jimmy Butler, just, oh, man. Now he was 9K on FanDuel and put up a complete stinker at the horrible loss for the Bulls at home against the Lakers. I think he shot like 3 for 18 or something like that. He put up 30 FanDuel points, just sunk so many of my lineups. And then I'm very proud of myself, Tyler. The listeners, I hope all of you guys will get on this trend with me every night when we tweet. We all know there's dream killers. There's many dream killers every night. Just named a few from tonight. I have a new term, Tyler. It is called a soul crusher. So if you will see me doing a hashtag soul crusher, that is the one player each night that destroys your dreams, your hopes, your chance for glory, you're winning a GPP, retiring, and then quitting your horrendous real job that you have to do all day. So the soul crusher of the night for me, Tyler, was Mike Muscala. I was monitoring the Atlanta news because Paul Millsap was questionable all day. I was pretty confident Paul Millsap was not going to play, so I went all in on Muscala. I watched him play a ton this year. He's been great. He's been a fantasy point per minute monster. And then he put up the worst game of his life. I talked to him after the game. He said he's never played that bad, even in high school. It was pretty amazing. So he put up 7 FanDuel points, and it just crushed my soul. I don't want to cry.
I'll refrain saying anything bad about him, as I told you pre-show. He's near and dear to my heart.
That's frustrating. Anyway, the Dream Lovers, Westbrook. Westbrook still hit value. I tweeted this out. There were 4 minutes to go in the game. Westbrook had 33 FanDuel points, I think. His price at 12.4K. He needed to hit 62 FanDuel points. He ends up hitting value. The game goes into overtime, and I think he ended up with 66, 65 FanDuel points by then. So amazing. Karl Anthony Towns, it was almost impossible to win a GPP if you didn't have Towns. He put up 70 FanDuel points. Whiteside was great, but Whiteside only had 50. I mean, Towns went nuts. KCP put up 40. I mean, the 5K shooting guards, it's just every day it's like throwing darts. I mean, Wes Matthews put up 40 and KCP put up 40. You know, while Zach LaVine sucked. Rodney, Aaron, whatever this guy's name is, Harrison. I don't even know. What's his first name? Aaron Harrison?
Yes.
No,
Andrew Harrison.
Andrew, whatever. The Memphis rookie.
Yeah, Andrew Harrison.
He sucked all year. You know, he was basically the minimum. He started for Memphis because Mike Conley's out for at least 6 weeks. This guy put up like 33 FanDuel points. If you played him, I mean, congrats. I didn't have the balls to do it. Jamichael.
You could have stopped after you didn't have balls.
Thanks, man. I love you. Jamichael Green. I call him dead man walking because he's a dead man walking on the court. He had the game of his life. So if you played him, congrats. Porzingis was really well. Jokic, I mean, this guy from Denver, ever since he went to the bench, he's been playing well, you know, much better than Nurkic. Man, he had over 40 FanDuel points. And then Dennis Schroeder had the best game of his career. He had at least a season high, I know that. So congrats if you played those guys. And lastly, I want to say two guys who I think need to be a cash game staple until their prices go up. That's Tobias Harris and Jay Crowder. They both put up over 30 FanDuel points. Their prices are both hovering around in like the mid to low 5K range. They're both six K players. So until their prices go up, you know, they're perfect cash game players right now. All right.
I agree.
That took some time. Sorry that I ranted a little bit beginning of the show. Let's hop into the play. So Thursday, there's only six games, and three of them are just uglier than Mike Muscala. I didn't know what to say. So there's three really juicy, tasty games for fantasy purposes and three that just look so ugly. And, of course, the ugly games are probably what's going to decide your fate tomorrow. So you got the good games. Let's do those real quickly. Houston at Golden State. I mean, dear God. I mean, you have two of the fastest teams in terms of pace. If this game, you know, everyone's going to be on this game. Everyone's going to be stacking this game. If this game stays close, everyone should go off. Golden State is a 10-point favorite. At home, that's pretty good for them. So, I mean, just, you know, you guys know, basically. I mean, we'll run down the players, but, I mean, obviously everyone's in play on both teams there. Milwaukee at Brooklyn, 217 over-under, Milwaukee favored by 4. This, wow. I mean, Brooklyn is tops in the – I think they're top 5 in the league in pace for sure. I think they were top 3 a couple days ago. They have no one that can score. They don't even have a point guard, really. I mean, Whitehead's not even a point guard, really. I mean, he guess he is in theory, but he's not a good one. I mean, so it's amazing they're scoring a lot of points. That's an interesting game. It's tough to figure who's going to go off for Brooklyn besides Kilpatrick and Lopez. But, you know, for Milwaukee, there's definitely some guys you can target. And then you got the Clippers at Cleveland, 214.5 over-under. Cleveland's favored by 5. You know, that could be a preview of the NBA Finals. That's probably the best game to watch, if not for Houston, Golden State. So that's a really good game. Then the ugly ones, Tyler, Miami at Utah. Oh, dear God, 189 over-under. Dallas at Charlotte, 194 over-under. Oh, Dallas again. And then the just the true one game that I don't know how I'm going to – I mean, I don't know how I can watch this live. I mean, I think I'm going to have to force myself. This should be a punishment for someone if, like, you know, if you I don't know why.
You've been a bad boy today. You have to sit down and watch this game.
Yeah, something like that. Or, like, you know, if I had a teenage son or something, I'd be like, you know, you're grounded. You have to watch this Orlando at Memphis game. 182.5 over under. Just brutal. So those are the games. Before we hop into the plays, let's roll with some injury news. Tyler, want to tell us who's dealing with some injuries?
All right, so tomorrow we got Dirk Nowitzki out with an Achilles injury. We got Marvin Williams out with an hyperextended left knee. We got Caris LeVert from Brooklyn out with a broken foot. We got Jeremy Lin out with his hamstring injury still. And we got Derek Favors out with his bone bruise in his knee. Questionable players for tomorrow, we got Jeremy Lamb, Seth Curry, Jody Meeks, Alfred Payton, Zach Randolph, Vince Carter, Channing Frye, Rodney Hood, and old Nene from the Rockets. And then we only have one probable player, and that's Blake Griffin, and he's almost 100% certainly going to play.
All right, let's roll with the plays, Tyler. Let's start off with point guard, man. Who you got?
So top point guard on the board, you got Steph Curry, 9.2K. Thoughts on Curry for tomorrow?
So the question here is obviously we all know in this game, Golden State, Houston at Golden State, Curry's absolutely needs to be in tournaments. Just the ceiling is phenomenal. The question is going to come down to you: do you want to play him in cash? I mean, he's got to give you 45 FanDuel points in cash, to basically hit value. You look at his game logs: 34, 51, 41, 52, 39, 33. So on the surface, I mean, he hasn't been. I'd say about half the time he maybe hits value lately. The thing here, though, is his floor, I think, is going to be around 35 tomorrow, and the ceiling is like probably 70. The range is crazy. So as of right now, I'd actually, I got this. You know what? This is one other thing we have to talk about because this has become an issue, and that's Patrick Beverley defense. The last few guys that have the elite players that have went up against Patrick Beverley have struggled. Like Damian Lillard really struggled. George Hill from a couple days ago just killed me. He was my soul crusher yesterday, Tyler. George Hill did nothing against Patrick Beverley, and there was one other guy, I forgot who it was, that really struggled against him too. So that's like that in itself may be enough for me not to use Curry in cash, quite honestly. I mean, I'm gonna have tons of Curry in tournaments, but I'm gonna have to think if I want to roll with him in cash. Because there are, I mean, as we'll go through all the other positions, there are some other good point guards, whereas other positions, there's not a whole lot out there. So I'm gonna have to think about it. I mean, what are your thoughts? Will you play Curry in cash?
I'm probably not playing him in cash tomorrow, just because, like you said, I mean, I think Beverly has borne out for the last 2 or 3 years that he's a really good defender, and he has a habit of limiting some guys. I'd be interested to see, if you like Chris Paul a little bit better tomorrow at 9.1K. I mean, obviously they're about the same price. Paul going into Cleveland to play the Cavs, and I mean, I'm interested to see your thoughts on kind of which one of those two you're gunning for more
Yeah, so
tomorrow.
I mean, right now, I would just to myself, I'm thinking Chris Paul, cash, Curry, tournament. I mean, Chris Paul should be of the two much more safer. You don't have to worry about a blowout in Cleveland, I don't think. Obviously Chris Paul went off last game, but that was without Blake Griffin, so I'm not really going to look at that. And then if you look at Chris Paul's game logs, I mean, this is the Clippers have been playing like crap. That's the other problem that worries me a little bit. The last, I think they've lost three straight now. Chris Paul doesn't even excite me either, quite honestly. I mean, and like if this was like last year, I'd say, Chris Paul was a really safe cash game player. But this year, I'm not sure, man. Especially as we're going to go down, there's some cheaper guys who are also cash game viable. So you know what? I'm definitely probably going to use one of those guys in cash, CP3 or Curry. I just honestly don't know which one yet. I mean, they're both obviously going to be very good plays. I think if there is a day to play Curry and cash, it might be Thursday, quite honestly. That
So,
over just too good. So
maybe this will sway you. Maybe it won't. In the 2 games last year against the Rockets, Steph Curry shot an amazing 53.8% from the field and 44% from 3-point line, making 5.5 3-pointers a game. He had 6 rebounds, 7.5 assists, 1 steal, and 30 points a game in the 2 games against the Rockets last year.
yeah, I mean, do we know if Beverly was playing in those games?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, I mean, as of right now, I'm gonna go Curry over Paul, even in cash. It's but we'll see what happens in the next 24 hours or so. But both good plays. Let's move on.
Next guy on the board, you got Kemba Walker, 8K against the Mavs. Thoughts on Walker?
Yeah, so Walker's price has come down now. It was like about 8.4K, I think, his last game he played. They just a gorgeous matchup here against Dallas on coming out of back to back. Charlotte's been struggling. Their coach has been furious at them. Their defense has been really bad. So he's they're not playing that well. Kemba's the last 2 games has been a little subpar for him. One of those games though was at Memphis. So that I can kind of forgive that one. Otherwise, Kemba. He's been one of my favorite cash game plays this year. He's usually pretty consistent. I'm not sure who's going to be defending him for Dallas because I think Darren Williams played on Wednesday. I'm not sure if he's going to be playing on Thursday. But any of those Dallas guys, Kemba should be able to do whatever he wants to. So, I mean, Kemba is going to be a very interesting play. Everyone's going to be playing Curry. I mean, I could see a lot of people playing Curry and Paul, quite honestly. I think there's enough value at other positions where you might be able to get away with that. But, I mean, I think Kemba's going to be overlooked on this slate, so he's a guy I'll target for sure in tournaments.
I'm with you, and like you said, you love the matchup against Dallas there, so I mean, I'm with you. Kemba's a real nice play tomorrow. Next guy on the board, Kyrie Irving, 7.4K, going up against Chris Paul and the Clippers. Thoughts on Irving?
Yeah, see, this was the thing. I mean, I was thinking about who to play in cash. If I don't have the money to play, Curry and Paul, Kyrie has been a really safe player this year, man. I mean, the last game against Milwaukee, that was just a bizarre game. If you saw that, the Bucks ended up blowing out Cleveland. It was just really weird. Giannis went nuts. But other than that, Kyrie, his price never goes up, never goes down. Quite honestly, though, I think it went down. I think it was 7.6K. Now it's 7.4. In terms of just talent, he's an 8K, 8.5K player. But he's been super consistent this year. His floor is basically like 30 FanDuel points. I think his ceiling is like, somewhere around 50. So he's another guy, man. You could play him in cash very easily. He's a sneaky tournament play. A lot of people tend to avoid going up against Chris Paul on that defense. But I've watched Chris Paul every game this year. His defense is not the same. He's getting up there in years. Cleveland's on a long road trip. So I think he's also a good play on Thursday.
I'm with you there. Next guy on the board, you got Goran Dragic, 6.8K at Utah. Thoughts on Goran?
So Goran, Miami played on Wednesday night, and Dragic did okay. I actually, against Denver, I was hoping for a lot more. He had 16.7 assists, 32 FanDuel points. I was hoping for like 40, 45 from him. A couple games ago against Boston, he had 56 FanDuel points. With Deion Waiters out right now, Miami needs scorers. I mean, they have no one besides Whiteside that can shoot the ball. Wayne Ellington is actually a decent play tomorrow, which we'll talk about, because they just need someone who can shoot. And Josh Richardson's going to be out too, I think. So Goran's going to be another guy. He's going to be overlooked. You want to save a little bit. I think he's an interesting tournament play. I don't know if I'm going to roll him out in cash because I avoid Utah like the plague. Now, this is a six-game slate, so we can't avoid all – I mean, there's three, and three games are horrendous. So we can't avoid all three of those games entirely. But I think Dragic is a sneaky GPP play. I mean, we've seen a couple guys put up big numbers against Utah. Zach LaVine did it, that buster. So it can be done. And Goran, his usage rate is going to be really high. He's going to be low-owned. So he's a sneaky play on Thursday.
Thoughts on George Hill, 6.3K in that same game?
Kill yourself, George Hill. I hate you. I hate everything about you. I will never play you again, ever. Yeah, he's a good play. He's a good play. So I played him a couple nights ago because he's only been the most consistent player in DFS this year if you look at his game logs. And then he put up 14 FanDuel points against Houston in like the, with Utah finally playing up in pace. This is why DFS is so frustrating. You can see a good play on paper, but these guys got to go out and put up a good game in real life. And it's just a lot of variables go into it. So he sucked last game. I think recency bias is going to come in. No one's going to want to play him. In a slow-paced game, you have two of the slowest teams in pace. George Hill becomes an interesting play on Thursday. Another guy, he's going to be under-owned. At 6.3K, his price came down 5. It was 6.8 until that dud he put up. So I don't think I want to use him in cash. If I'm rolling out 20 lineups, I'd probably put him in maybe 2 or 3 tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm with you there. The next guy on the board, he's going to suit up, is Deron Williams, 5.7K. Obviously, he's been limited. He played 15 in his first game back, 20, and then 26 minutes tonight. Second of a back-to-back. So hell I'm no. not... Huh?
Yeah, I basically yelled out, hell no.
All right, so either way, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Next guy on the board, Tyler Johnson, 4.8K. Thoughts on him?
Yeah, so if Josh Richardson's still out, which I think he will be, Deion Waiters is out.
He was just ruled out.
Okay, so Miami, they need scores. They have no one to score. Tyler Johnson he missed a game, and then he came back against Denver on Wednesday, and he was their second best player next to Whiteside. He put up 32 FanDuel points, and we've seen that's not a fluke. He's done that numerous times this year already. He's going to get 30 minutes on Thursday. Again, the matchup here stinks, but if you need to save a point guard, there's a couple really, really nice options, and we're going to get into one of them in a couple plays from here. But if you want to, go Curry in one and then in value in another, you got some really nice options for Thursday. And I think Tyler Johnson is a nice option. I mean, the 4.8K price tag is fair. Utah is not a good matchup, but like if I think he's cash game viable, quite honestly, on Thursday.
I'm with you. I mean, I think there's just going to be so many minutes there for him. I mean, like at that cheap of a price, it's going to be hard for him not to fall into the value. Next guy on the board, Patrick Beverley, 4.4K at Golden State. Thoughts on Beverley?
I mean, all of us know what Patrick Beverley is, right? I mean, he's a great defender, tenacious, he's gritty, plays really hard, but he's just not that good offensively. I mean, you hope that he's gonna get 4 to 5 open three pointers, wide open three pointers. You hope he makes three of them or four of them, and then he probably hits value. But either way, I'd say his floor is about 15 FanDuel points, and his ceiling is like 28 FanDuel points. The one good thing about this is they're playing up in pace, so maybe he gets a couple extra three pointers and he hits 30 FanDuel points. But it's very hard to see. I quite honestly, I'd prefer Tyler Johnson. I prefer the other value guys we're going to talk about in a second. But he's fine though. I mean, he's not. It's just you can't get excited except for if you want to stack this game. You can definitely have some Beverly exposure.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Next guy, Matthew Dellavedova, 4.1K at Brooklyn. Thoughts on him?
Dude, I used Delly in cash their last game, and it was like his worst game in a little bit, but he still put up 19 FanDuel points. I mean, he only has to get us 20 to hit value. He's gonna do that. And the Bucks blew out Cleveland, so he didn't even play in the fourth quarter. That's why his minutes were down a little. He basically is getting you 30 minutes a game right now, and he's putting up close to 20 FanDuel points a night. I mean, on the year he's averaging 21 FanDuel points. So he's another guy. The ceiling is not that great. It's tough to envision him getting 30 FanDuel points, but he's probably gonna get 20. And Milwaukee's playing way up in pace against Brooklyn, so he's got a really nice matchup here. Another guy, man. If you want to save money, he's really safe for cash games.
And I'll mention this too for like your season long leagues, if you're playing in them, he's been a great source of assists and steals this year. And I know some teams right now are looking for a guy, like an end of a bench guy they can kind of target to be an assist and steals guy. He's been awesome for both. And so if you're looking for that, Dellavedova is an interesting option for yourself. All right, under 4K. Anybody else you want to talk about? I'm seeing some juicy names, but go
Yeah,
ahead.
man, we gotta talk this bum about this bum Whitehead real quick. I mean, he got 46 minutes against the Clippers. Now, Grant, I think the game went into overtime, and
Double overtime, even,
double
didn't
OT.
it?
That's right. It was double OT. But the sad news is he only put up 16 FanDuel points, so not a fantasy point per minute monster. I mean, he's the opposite. He's a fantasy point per minute. What's the opposite of a monster?
Cricket?
A fantasy point per minute cricket.
Yeah.
That's all right, we can go with it. I got nothing better. So I don't want to play a fantasy point per minute cricket. But 3.9K, I mean, he's probably going to hit value, but he's another guy. Very, very. He's being John Malkovich. I mean, that's just no ceiling at all. But Andrew Harrison, Tyler, 3.9K. We know Memphis has no one that's even available. They're asking ball boys to suit up for them. He got 35 minutes against Toronto, against some Kyle Lowry defense at Toronto, and put up 21 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, 34 FanDuel points, 33 FanDuel points.
It's a
I
trap.
mean, yeah, no, I mean, in some ways it is. It's a trap because you know he's going to be highly owned. So, but for cash games, who cares, right? In tournaments, I'm probably going to have a lot of lineups. I am going to have most of my lineups that probably fade him. I'll play him a little bit. It's tough to see him going off for 34 FanDuel points again, but the minutes are going to be there. I mean, dear God. So let's say he gets 25. That's still giving you 6 times value. So he's a really nice play, man. Like, I'm pretty sure right now one of these value guys is going to be in my cash game lineup. Right now I'm going to put him in it. I'm not sure if it will stay that way, but he looked great. I mean, I didn't, I was shocked that he hadn't played well before, quite honestly. He was a fantasy point per minute cricket too. So, but he did play well on Wednesday, that's for sure. And then you have DJ Augustine, 3.7K. If he's starting for Orlando still, and Elfrid, and actually Elfrid Payton, I don't even know if he's going to play, right?
Yes, he's questionable, so
Right.
he
So
be out.
if Elfrid Payton is out, Augustine will he will be my cash game point guard. He will be one of my value play cash cash game plays for sure. Because the last two games, Elfrid Payton has still played and played a lot of minutes, and Augustine has given us 22 and 21 FanDuel points. So he's a fan. He has been giving you a nice fantasy point per minute player. So that's the guy that I'd want to target probably in terms of the value guys if Payton is out. If Payton plays, Augustine's still okay, but I probably won't play him in cash.
I'm with you. On to the shooting guards. The man with the bearded one himself, James Harden, 11.3K tomorrow. Thoughts on him?
You know, just get him in your cash game. Just don't overthink this one. He's coming off a game. He put up 45 against Utah. You know, that's for Utah, that's pretty good. It's not Zach LaVine good, but just, you know, not much else to say. He's got 80 point upside ceiling. Great play tournaments, and you got to play him in cash on. I think you have to play him on cash on Thursday.
What about the Greek freak Giannis Antetokounmpo? 10.3K.
Yeah, this is the problem, man. I want to use Giannis for cash too. He's been so freaking good. I just watched him. He single-handedly beat the Cavs on, I think it was Tuesday, and then 64 FanDuel points. LeBron was even guarding in some sessions, and LeBron didn't know what to do. I mean, he's $1,000 cheaper than Harden. In a lot of tournaments, I'm gonna do the unthinkable and fade Harden, who's gonna be monster owned in both tournaments and cash games, and I'm gonna play Giannis and hope that Golden State has a blowout and Giannis goes berserk. I mean, like, quite honestly, because you guys will see in a few minutes, shooting guard is so freaking horrendous, and you have no idea who's gonna go off. If there's a way to get Harden and Giannis in your cash game lineups, which looking at all the value we just mentioned at point guard, I mean, for shooting guard, you might have to do it because the opportunity cost of not doing it might crush you. I mean, Harden and Giannis both should go nuts on Thursday.
Well, and you definitely feel better about those two than a lot of the higher priced point guards in Curry and Paul. I mean, I'd much rather play Harden and Giannis, and obviously they're more expensive. So you got
right. I mean, I just looking at these names, Tyler, I feel so safe. I feel so, you know, feel so comfortable. Like, talking about Curry and Paul, I get nervous, man. I don't know what they're going to do. They could do anything.
I'm with you there. So now the next guy on the board drops all the way down to 6.5K. It's Nick Batum against Dallas. Thoughts on Batum?
Don't play him in cash. Don't even think about it. Tournaments, fine. I mean, Dallas stinks. I am a little nervous about if he gets Wes Matthews defense. Wes Matthews had a great game on Wednesday offensively, but he's still a really solid defender. Batum struggled last couple of games, but I think he's in a weird price range, the 6.5K. He's always overlooked. He's not dependent on scoring. He's a nice tournament option.
What about Klay Thompson, 6.1K?
I don't play this buster. I just don't play him. Like, he has zero upside. Like, he's become completely scoring dependent, as I've mentioned on other shows. So even when he has really good scoring games, he's not doing enough. Like, he's been really consistent. Look at his game logs. 30, 33, 25, 30, 28, 33, 37, 24, 29. So, I mean, he's been pretty good. And a lot of those games he has really in the high 20s in terms of actual points. But, I just don't know. I guess if there is, I'm certainly going to play him in lineups where I stack this game. So I have a little exposure. But, you know, and if there's a game he's going to do it, it'd be in a game where it stays close to 230 over-under. But otherwise, I'd rather look elsewhere.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, he's just so scoring-dependent. You obviously like the matchup against Harden, probably guarding him. But, I mean, if he gets you 30 actual points, he's basically getting you 30 FanDuel points. So
Yeah. I mean, the only guy that I trust for Golden State that I've been using it every day in cash is Durant. All the others, man, it's hard to predict. Actually, not hard to predict. They've been okay, but their numbers are down from last year.
I'm with you, and especially because FanDuel doesn't give you any bonus for three-pointers like DraftKings, and so it just makes him a lot harder.
Yeah, that's right. On DraftKings, Klay would be a much better player. You're right. Much better play.
So next guy on the board, you got Evan Fournier, 5.8K at Memphis. Thoughts on him?
He's a really nice tournament play. He has 50 FanDuel point upside. He's Orlando's number one option. You know, it's on the surface, not a great matchup at Memphis. And Yeah, I guess he's going to get some Tony Allen defense, but Tony Allen, you know, is 75 years old now, and he's going to be coming on a back-to-back. Fournier is an intriguing tournament play for me. I'm going to definitely have some exposure. You know, it's the pace of this game is cringeworthy, but if someone goes off for Orlando, it's going to be Fournier or Vucevic, and against Marc Gasol, I don't think it's going to be Vucevic, so it's probably going to be Fournier on Thursday.
I'm with you there. I actually think that's pretty darn good play tomorrow. 5.7K, Sean Kilpatrick's the next guy, your boy, against Milwaukee. Thoughts on him?
Yeah, everyone who tweeted me about, you know, Kilpatrick being a dream killer from a couple nights ago, you know, owes me an apology. I recommended Kilpatrick all day. And then Heat, man, he looked dreadful. I think through the first half, definitely. Maybe even through three quarters. In the fourth quarter, I think he had like 24 points, actual points. And then the game went into double overtime. And all of a sudden, Kilpatrick, who had like, what, I don't know, 10, 5 FanDuel points at the half, had 53. So, I mean, dear God. So his price has come up. He's obviously not going to give you 53 FanDuel points again. But he's had games in the 30s. And, you know, my philosophy that I've said on the show before, if Lynn is out, and I think Lynn's still going to be out on Thursday, then Kilpatrick's in play for me. Like, I don't think I'm going to play him in cash, and the recency bias is going to up his ownership for Thursday. But the last four games, he's basically given you value. He's been 53, 34, 28, 33. But he's also had some duds this year too. So to me, not cash game worthy, but he's a really nice tournament play.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Next guy on the board, Rodney Hood, 5.3K. He had an MRI on his hamstring. They found no significant damage, so he might play, he might not. Something to keep an eye on there. Next guy on the board is Eric Gordon, 5K at Golden State. Thoughts on him?
Yeah. Eric Gordon's been, you know, the last two games he's been pretty good. 26 versus Utah, that's solid. And then 39 against Portland. Before that, he had four duds. And then I don't know why he decides to play well against Utah. And then he put up 40 points against Utah about a week and a half ago. Dear God. But this Houston Golden State game, you know, when I stack it, he'll be one of the players I add in it. He can erupt for 40, 45, 50 FanDuel points. He also could give you 10. He's another guy. He's going to get 8, 9 3 pointers. It's just, I mean, God only knows if he's going to make them or not. He gets wide open looks though. A lot of games. So he's streaky. I probably won't play him in cash game. Even though if there's a night to play him in cash, it probably is Thursday in that game. But for tournaments, I'll have a decent amount of exposure. I mean, when you can get a 5K player that's capable of giving you 40 FanDuel points and giving you 8 times value, that's how you win tournaments.
I'm with you. Yeah, I'm just using him in tournaments probably. That floor is so scary. But, I mean, he's a great tournament play. Next guy, Wesley Matthews, 4.7K at Charlotte. Thoughts on him?
Yeah, I had a ton of Wesley Matthews on Wednesday. And he rewarded me 35 FanDuel points. He played against the Spurs. He's locked. I mean, Dallas is another one of those teams. They have no one right now. They need scoring, and they need just a healthy body. So he played 37 minutes. I do worry a little bit about, you know, his shooting can be so erratic, and he can put up just duds even in a lot of minutes. So, and on a back to back now with that coming off that horrible Achilles injury from last year. So I will have some exposure to him. But it's probably going to be in tournaments, we'll talk about J.J. Redick next. I think I would prefer J.J. Redick to him in cash games, quite honestly. So I won't play Wesley Matthews in cash.
So, yeah, J.J. Redick is next guy, 4.3K.
Yeah, so J.J., I know he had a dud 2 games ago, but other than that, he's always going to give you, like, in the mid to low 20s in FanDuel points. The ceiling is, like, 35 FanDuel points. He's played pretty well this year. I think he's a really nice cash game play if you want to save it at shooting guard.
All right, under 4K and under, anybody you want to talk about here?
Yeah, man, I'm going to throw some darts at Wayne Ellington. He's only 4K. He played really well for Miami on Wednesday at 34 FanDuel points. Like, they need scoring so bad. They need spacing on the court, you know, to get so Whiteside can have room to operate. So Ellington, he's going to be a sneaky tournament play for me. Tony Allen, I mean, if you want to throw him in cash, okay, I guess. He's getting a ton of minutes for Memphis right now. Rodney McGruder from Miami, another one of these guys.
Give him a picture. Come on, FanDuel. Get with it.
Yeah, that is true. There's no picture on FanDuel. I probably won't play him, but he's still getting minutes. You have Jamal Crawford, 3.8K. That's so dirt cheap. He can go off. So if you want to throw him in a tournament or so, go ahead. Although lately he has not been played that well. And that's it. I mean, yeah, I was going to mention Troy Daniels. All right, but yeah, you know what? I am going to mention Troy Daniels. Like I thought Troy Daniels was going to be the guy that's going to go off for Memphis. And quite honestly, Memphis is on a back-to-back. So maybe they give Troy Daniels some more minutes. They limit Tony Allen's minutes. And maybe Harrison has a bad game. Troy Daniels could be the one that goes off. He played well against Toronto on Wednesday. He had only 21 minutes. He had 19 points and 23 fantasy points, FanDuel points. So he's actually a sneaky ninja. I'm going to have some Troy Daniels exposure on Thursday.
Yeah, I could see that. On to small forwards, top guy on the board, Kevin Durant, 10.2K. Pretty much a lock for 45 FanDuel points, it seems. Thoughts on him for tomorrow?
The most consistent player on Golden State by far this year. Get him in your cash game. Don't even think about it. And obviously, elite tournament play as well.
LeBron James, 9.7K. Thoughts on him?
Yeah, he had his probably worst game of the year against the Bucks, which on a night where I think he was like 58% owned in cash games and like he was, I think he was over 40% owned in tournaments. It might have been higher than that. But it's LeBron. You know, you can attack the hell out of the Clippers' wings. Even though Mbah Mute is supposed to be a good defender, no thank you. LeBron.
He looks like he might be 45 years old too, Mbah Mute.
He might be, quite honestly. All those guys, Serge Ibaka's that old. They're all reverse Benjamin Buttons, those guys. So, I mean, LeBron, obviously, great play. This is the problem. So, everyone's going to be on Durant. So, in a tournament, you play LeBron, and you hope something goes wrong with Durant. Durant has an off night, and you win $50,000. Like, that's, you know, it's – or you play them both. But, I mean, it's going to be hard to find the money.
Thoughts on Gordon Hayward, 7.6K against Miami?
He's been sneaky good. I don't know if people have been paying attention. I want to shoot myself in the head because I had him in my cash game lineups all day 2 days ago, and then I swapped him out last minute for Kawhi Leonard, and Kawhi Leonard crapped the bed, and Gordon Hayward put up 48 FanDuel points. He's very safe, and he's super handsome. He's the new Kyle Korver. He's like Kyle Korver is now old. So Gordon Hayward has stepped into his place. That's my Valentine now. So yeah, I mean, if you can, he's no Justice Winslow for Miami. It's going to be a crappy, slow-paced game. So that sucks. But I'm going to find a way to get Hayward in my lineups now. If you can't afford Durant and LeBron, you know Hayward's a very safe cash game play.
What about Harry B, 6.1K at Charlotte?
I mean, it's just yeah. He's getting 40 minutes a night, man. So, like, he's another guy. For cash games, he's perfectly fine. He's he can give you 40 FanDuel points. He also can put up a relative dud. It's tough to watch Dallas play, but it's a small slate. Not a lot of good options. You know, if you have the money right in the 6K range, he's a solid cash game play and tournaments, quite honestly, too. And he'll probably be low owned and because. I don't want to play him, and yet I'm starting to envision myself playing him. So,
well, yeah. And I think it's worth mentioning this position just is not looking very tasty at all. I mean, as you'll see, as the further down we get, the scarier it gets. Next guy on the board, Trevor Ariza, 5.2K. Thoughts on him?
Yeah, so he's a guy when you're stacking the Golden State game, throw him in. He has 40 FanDuel point upside. I mean, it's funny with when watching these Houston guys. I mean. Gordon, Ariza, Ryan Anderson, all these busters. All they do, I mean, when you're watching the game tomorrow, you can just watch how many possessions where all those guys just stand in the corner and they do nothing. And Beverly, too. They stand in the corner. They do nothing at all in offense. Harden dribbles, you know, whatever the hell he's doing for 22 seconds. And then these guys are wide open for threes. And if they hit their threes, they have a good night and we all win money. And if they're missing their shots, then we're all angry and we call them dream killers. But he's going to get, you know, 30 to 35 minutes, and he's going to get 6 to 7 three-pointers, and some of those are going to be wide open. And if he makes them, he could have a really nice night. I think he's suitable for cash on Thursday, quite honestly, at 5.2K.
And I think he's, I mean, just looking at the other options, he's probably going to be in some of your cash games just because some of the other options are not great at this position. MKG's next guy, 5.2K against Dallas. Thoughts on him?
Yeah, I just don't want to do it. I just don't. No, there's no offensive game. He's the last five. He hasn't hit 20 in the, or actually he had one game. He's had over 20 one time in the last five games. So just no, thank you. I mean, yeah, you can do better.
I'm going to open it up here. If there's anyone else you want to talk about, go ahead. A lot of these guys are looking pretty scary to me, but
Oh yeah,
go ahead.
you're right. No, it's just it's a nasty position. I mean, Bogdanovich at 4.2K, ugh, just because he's cheap and he can give you 20 to 30 FanDuel points if he's making his shot. Aaron Gordon, I mean, if this Buster, if he's, I mean, he only got 19 minutes last game. I think he started though. I mean, if he's starting for Orlando on Thursday, even though Jeff Green's back, I'll probably throw him in one lineup, one or two lineups, and hope he can give me 30 FanDuel points. Probably unlikely though. And other than that, though, yeah, I mean, it's nasty. I mean, you want to go Mbamute? No, thank you. I mean, Troy Williams for Memphis. He's the other guy getting minutes. I mean, he got 28 minutes on Wednesday. The problem is he only gave us 16 FanDuel points. I mean, he's another guy. He's one of these fantasy point per minute crickets is what Tyler calls them. So he's, I mean, if you're looking to punt, you can go Troy Williams, I guess. He's gonna get minutes, but
You can
the
put your
production.
line up right in the toilet too.
Yeah, exactly. But that may be the one sneaky ninja I can see here, if he gets any extended minutes, is Corey Brewer, which I don't, probably not gonna happen. If like an injury or something opens up for that Houston game though on Thursday, Corey Brewer, 3.5K. Otherwise, don't play him. All right, let's move on.
I would have went with Sam Decker over him. At least he got 21 FanDuel points in his last game.
You know what? That's actually a. You're right, man. My bad. My bad. Sam Decker went to university. He went to my alma mater too. He went to Wisconsin. So you're right. Decker has been getting decent runs. So he is definitely a sneaky ninja.
Yeah, so on with power forwards, you got Blake Griffin, 9K. Thoughts on him for tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean Blake. You know, I'm still suffering, licking my wounds from the last time I played him, and he put up 28 FanDuel points. The only night this year I played him in cash so far, and he sucked. It's so funny. I remember the people who like crushed my lineup so much more than the people who made me money. You know, it's
I
bizarre.
think that's normal.
Yeah, I guess so. It's same way when coaches, you know, how they say they always remember the losses more than the wins. Yeah. Anyway, so Blake. I mean Blake versus Kevin Love. That's gonna be really fun to watch. I don't think I'm going to use him in cash. I mean, you've already seen. I have to have Harden in cash. I have to have Durant in cash, and then one of the point guards I probably want. So like we're already our salary, we're not going to have enough probably to spend up on Blake in cash. But in tournaments, he's a really good play. He's a guy who has 50, 60 FanDuel point upside. So I'm going to have some exposure in some lineups. I just got to figure out how to do that. I'm definitely going to have some game stacks of Cleveland Clippers. So I'll do it in those games. But otherwise, I can't. I just don't have the money to play him in cash.
Do you love yourself some love at 9.3K tomorrow?
I'm already starting to get nervous because Kevin Love, I always play in cash. But you know, if we're going Harden and we're going Durant in cash, that's can we still get, I guess we can get Kevin Love, but then that's it's not it's leaves it leaves if you do Harden, Durant in cash, you have 5,500 for the rest of your players. And then let's say you throw in Harrison. And you have 5.8K left for your remaining players. So you can do Kevin Love for cash. It's just then you only have 5.3K. But still, I love Kevin Love. As of right now, I do have him in for cash. Just so safe. He's also pretty sexy, quite honestly. He's handsome. So
I think you're bringing up a good point, though, that tomorrow may not be a great day to. I think the cash game score is either A, going to be a little bit lower than it normally is on these type of slates, or B, it might not be a great game to play a lot of cash games just because there's so many guys where you're like, oh man, I mean, like the only guys you're really feeling good about in your cash games are the guys who are a lot of money tomorrow.
I don't know. I don't know, man. I see some value here. Like, you know, we mentioned the point guards. We saw lots of value. you know, the shooting guards, you can, like, you know, you can easily throw a – oh, wow, you know what, what I just realized? I put the wrong Harrison in for – when you're playing FanDuel tomorrow, be careful you don't put the wrong Harrison in for – I put Aaron Harrison in a shooting guard. No, we want Andrew Harrison. No, but, like there is value, man. At the point guards, there was some value. I think J.J. Redick is fine to do in cash if it's for shooting guard value, if you want to go Harden and Redick. So, like, there's guys you can use. So I still like Kevin Love for cash. You know, obviously, for tournaments, you know, you might want to go Draymond or Blake. But, I mean, Kevin Love's still fine to play in any format.
Thoughts on Draymond Green, 7.7K? Anything you want to say about him?
Yes, yeah, so I mean, his production's been way down, especially recently. But, you know, if you are stacking that game, he's going to become a nice play. Otherwise, I don't think I want to roll. I don't think I'm going to use him in cash, even in that 230 pace up game. But then again, his price has come down, man. This is the lowest I've seen his price in like 2 years. It's 7.7K. So you're starting to get him at a really nice price. So if there is a day to play him in cash, it probably is Thursday.
Thoughts on Jabari Parker, 6.4K at Brooklyn?
Yeah, he's been relatively consistent. All the last three games have been subpar, so I can't play him in cash right now. He has flashed 45 FanDuel point upside in the past, though. I love the matchup versus Brooklyn. So Jabari Parker's a nice tournament play on Thursday.
Serge Ibaka, 6.3K at Memphis. Thoughts on him?
Dude, I mean, like, I don't want to play this buster. It's reverse Benjamin Button a-hole. But, like, you look at his numbers, Tyler, and they're pretty solid. He's played a lot better, man. The last five games, he's had five of them over 30 FanDuel points. So
I think he's getting some more offensive looks in that starting lineup with, I mean, once they move Biombo in and they put Vucevic on the bench, I think that he's kind of become that number two option when that starting unit's out there, and I think that's allowed him to get a lot of more points and maybe some more rebounds too. So,
yeah, against a busted-up Memphis team playing like four scrubs with Marc Gasol, I mean, I don't know if I want to use him in cash, but, man, I'll use him in a couple lineups somewhere.
I hear you.
No one's going to be on him. He's going to be like, less, he's going to be 5% owned.
And I think you could have a decent game tomorrow. So, I mean, that's probably not the worst play in the world. Trevor Booker, 5.9K. Thoughts on him?
Yeah, man. I went all in on him a couple nights ago. And that double overtime game, he put up 42 FanDuel points. He's had a couple 40 FanDuel point nights this year. The problem here is his price keeps going up. And he is a guy that's giving you duds. And he is a guy whose minutes can be in the 20s. So now he's close to 6K. And, man, like, I don't think I can use him in cash now. Ugh, I wish his price was lower, but he's a really nice tournament play. If that Milwaukee Brooklyn game, I'm gonna stack that game too, because like that's gonna be the game that's forgotten. And you know, everyone's gonna be on Houston Golden State, and everyone's gonna be on the Clippers Cleveland. I mean, yeah. So this Milwaukee Brooklyn game, it's intriguing, and I'm gonna have some Booker in tournaments for sure.
Thoughts on Frank the Tank Kaminsky, 4.5K against Dallas?
Yeah, dude, you got some nice value at power forward. You got Frank the Tank. I think he's coming off of a dud, but Dallas played, Charlotte played four games in five nights. So the last game for them, I'm not even going to count. Before then, Frank the Tank, 24, 24, 27, 27, 30, 27, 23, 34. I mean, he was playing really well before that. Even though he was struggling shooting the ball, he was locked into like mid-30s in minutes. So Frank Kaminsky, I think, against a really just horrendous Dallas team, I think he's a safe play in cash games, man. Another way to really save and get some of these studs on Thursday.
Thoughts on Ryan Anderson, 4.4K? Yeah.
Anderson's a complete opposite of Kaminsky. He's not safe at all, but he's a guy, if he's going to get you 8-9 three-pointers. If he hits them, he can give you 30, 40 FanDuel points. Now, it hasn't been that great this year. Like, a good game for him lately has been like 27 FanDuel points. But even that's like 6-7 times value. So I like him in tournaments.
What about Jamichael Green, 4.4K?
Yeah, I mean, one of my boys on Twitter, I laughed at for playing on Wednesday, and then he played this buster who I call Dead Man Walking because he's been such a disaster in previous years, and he put up 35 FanDuel points. This is another guy, you know, he's been relatively consistent. He's been in the mid-20s in FanDuel points, like, looks like seven of the last eight games, so... Yeah, I can't argue with the production. Another guy, if you want to save at power forward, hell, if you want to save at power forward, you know, to spend up at other spots, you can put two value plays tomorrow. You could go JaMychal Green and Frank Kaminsky. Now, the ceilings aren't very high in those two guys, but they're probably not going to kill your lineups.
Anybody else you want to talk about here, power forward?
Yeah, I'm not going lower than that in power forward.
Yeah, no, a lot of ugly options there. On to the centers. Hassan Whiteside, 8.7K, second of a back-to-back at Utah. Thoughts on him?
You know, I avoid Rudy Gobert like the plague, man. So Whiteside has had 250-pointers straight. I would never touch him in cash against Gobert. Even though this game on the surface seems ugly, I will be interested to see how he does against Rudy. But I don't want him in cash. Even in tournaments, it's hard to pay that price when you have a game with a 230 over under, and there are some decent plays at center that I prefer much more. I mean, I guess I'll throw him in a couple tournaments just in case.
Brook Lopez, 7.3K against Milwaukee. Thoughts on him?
I mean, he got 43 minutes against the Clippers. I'm surprised that they let him play that many minutes. When he gets minutes, he's a fantasy point per minute monster. They've been limiting him to 30 or less on the year.
It was really only 33, and then obviously the two overtimes. I mean, they left him play because they wanted to win, but I mean, 33 is even more than he usually gets.
So. Yeah, I mean, like his max has been 31 this year before that. And he's typically like in the high 20s. So he's, I mean, though one of the rules of DFS this year is what, Tyler?
Who do you attack? You attack the Bucks bigs, man. You
attack the Bucks bigs. There, I forgot. I don't know what they are today. They were, I think they were second or third. They give up second or third most to opposing centers at least a couple days ago. You attack those bigs. Everyone who plays them goes off. So Brook Lopez, man, I would love to play him in cash. The problem is here: are we going to have enough money? Well, first of all, there's a guy like much better anyway, but. Would we have enough money for salary? I'm not sure, but he is a very, very nice tournament play. And the question is minutes, but even if he only gets 30 against that crappy Bucks team, he could give you 45 FanDuel points. He easily could.
Thoughts on Rudy Gobert, 7.1K against Miami.
I think him and Whiteside are going to put up somewhat similar stats in terms of final FanDuel points. So with Gobert, you're getting him at $1,600 cheaper. You know, I don't love this game. You know, I don't really love Gobert in this game. But he's been good the last three games, man. I used him in cash games two nights ago, and he came through for me. It's fine. It's just I'm not super excited for it.
DeAndre Jordan, 7K. Thoughts on him?
Yeah, so his price went up a little bit now. But 7K is still very fair. He went nuts for 49 FanDuel points, but that was because Blake was out. So he got every rebound in sight. He had 23 rebounds, and it was double overtime. So, but other than that, he's another guy. He's fine. He's fine for cash games. Just the ceiling is somewhat limited because he has no offensive game.
What about Marc Gasol, 7K against Orlando?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things I've done in my career, which is like 2 years of DFS, I love to attack Vucevic. Now, granted, I think Bismack is starting for them, but Vucevic's still getting a lot of minutes. Marc Gasol is a really nice matchup versus Orlando. They are on a back-to-back. You know, I played him a decent amount on Wednesday, and he did okay. He had 32 FanDuel points. You know, I was hoping with Conley out, they're going to give him the ball in every possession and let him run the offense. That didn't happen that well, but he's still safe, man. He's another guy safe for cash games. I don't. The upside is somewhat limited in a really slow paced game, but he's okay. He's fine to play.
What about Vooch, 6.9K?
Even though I know Vooch has played well, even though off the bench the last few games, he had 28, and then he had three games at the 40s. I don't want to play anyone against Marc Gasol.
What about Capella, 5.9K?
Capella is my cash game center. Just lock him in there. He's been so super consistent. I'm not counting the last game against Utah because again, I don't count anyone. I'm not going to judge you for Rudy Gobert performance, but he still put up 21 FanDuel points. Before that though, Tyler, 36, 32, 29, 34, 39, 28, 36, 35. I mean, he's consistently getting you six times value. He's in this game against Golden State could not be more better suited for him. This is the ideal matchup for Clint Capella. So on paper, it is. So in real life, he's probably going to suck and kill us all. But man, like, I love this matchup. Just, he's my cash game play. There, I cannot envision me not playing him in cash.
Anything about Tristan Thompson? Well, 5K. Sorry, I thought you heard me, but maybe I cut out a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, oh man, IT issues, man. Whew. I don't know what happened. So hopefully, it did not cut out. Let me just repeat myself, Tyler, in case people didn't hear. I'm not sure if it was my computer or your computer, but Clint Capela, the matchup is ideal. Cannot be a better suited matchup for him. So he is my cash game play. He's a lock for my cash games, and I'll play a ton of him in tournaments.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Seems like a real great play tomorrow. Tristan Thompson, 5K, thoughts on him?
Yeah, if you want to get crazy and play him in cash games, let's say you only have $5,200 and you don't have 5.9 to get Capela, I guess. Otherwise, I don't want Tristan Thompson.
What about Cody Ziller, 4.6K?
God. No, thank you. I mean, I just can't. No.
Monroe, 4.6K? No, you going no on him too?
Yeah, unless I hear from Jason Kidd that Monroe's starting, no. If Monroe's starting, I'll have some exposure because he's finally starting to get minutes the last couple of games.
What about Andrew Bogut, 4.5K? Now, I will say this with the caveat that he played some huge minutes tonight and he may sit out, but thoughts on him for tomorrow?
I mean, he's been sneaky under my radar because, like, the last four games he's been in the 20s. He's at 26, 28, 20, and 29 FanDuel points. So at 4.5K, you're actually getting a guy who's been producing. Now, I'm with you. I'm worried about the minutes, so I'm going to wait to hear the news. If I hear that, like, he has no minute restrictions and he's ready and he's, you know, going to play his regular allotment of minutes on Thursday, I'll probably throw him in some tournaments where I want to fade Capela because everyone's going to play Capela. I'll play a little Bogut, and I'll be able to get a lot of studs in my lineup.
Anybody else you want to mention here at the center?
No, that's it. I don't ever play Bismack Biyombo. Like, he just doesn't do enough off offensive.
No offensive game there.
No offensive game. That's it.
All right, that's all we got then.
All right. Hold on. Real quickly, so I'm making a quick cash game lineup. So, Tyler, I have Andrew Harrison so far. And then let's say for a second point guard, let's see if we can do Curry. Oh, no, we can't. We wouldn't have enough money. All right.
Put in Tyler Johnson, 4.8. Come on. That seems like a deal.
But we already have Andrew Harrison. Oh, so you want to go two value plays at point guard?
Yeah. Well, there's plenty of spots to spend up here.
All right. So if we do that, then I have 6.8K left for one small forward. We can get Harrison Barnes. Hold on. All right. So the team that me and Tyler just made, or I made mostly, Andrew Harrison, Tyler Johnson, Harden, Redick, Durant, Barnes, Love, Kaminsky, Clint Capela. I'm going to throw that in a $1 tournament. Yeah, I don't like that at all. Do not use that for cash because I'm not using that for cash. anyway. All right, anything else, Tyler?
No, that's it, man.
All right, guys. So good luck to your to you on Thursday. Hope you made a little bit of money on Wednesday. Hopefully we have no postponements, no you know, whatever mopping issues on Thursday. Other than that, if you want to tweet Tyler, what's your handle, man?
At Watsy4444.
Mine is at Daniel A. Green 1. Otherwise, have a good night, guys, and we'll probably be back to discuss Friday's slate later tomorrow. All right, guys. Bye.